This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Nina Naidu, a board-certified plastic surgeon who has a plastic surgery practice in Manhattan, New York, specializing in breast augmentation and congenital breast deformities. Dr. Naidu, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what is a breast augmentation and what does this procedure entail?
Breast augmentation is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. We're enhancing the size of the breast. Traditionally, we've always done this with breast implants. Since the 1960s, we've been using breast implants successfully for breast augmentation. In the past 5 to 10 years, we've started to selectively use fat to augment the breast as well. And that's an attractive option for a lot of patients to have fat liposuction from part of your body and inject it into the breast. That being said, not everyone is a great candidate for that, so breast augmentation with implants is still the mainstay of treatment.
And how does a patient determine what implants to get and as far as the size and shape of the implant?
That's a great question, and that's the most frequently asked question I receive. To determine the best size of implants, you really do need to first start with a visit to a board-certified plastic surgeon in your area. And what we're going to do is we'll talk to you about your goals and what you want to achieve. Do you want a very obvious look? Do you want a more subtle look? What's your history in terms of children, breastfeeding? All those things are really useful to us. Then with the examination, we measure out three really important things on the breast, and this is why you really need to have someone doing it for you as opposed to just looking at magazines and Victoria's Secret pictures and so on and so forth. We look at the base width of the breast, that is the actual width of your existing breast. We look at how much stretch there is in your breast. Think about a woman who's had 4 children and who's breastfed all of them. She's obviously going to have looser skin on her breast than someone who's never had any kids before. And then the third thing we look at is a measurement from the nipple to the base of the breast, or that little fold underneath the breast, that determines the distance that we'll have for an implant in the base of your breast. And also in patients who have congenital breast deformities, that distance tends to be a little bit shorter. And so when I examine a patient with that, I know that I'm going to need to do some additional manipulation to really open up that area. So that's how we determine what your basic anatomy is. And from that, I determine what size is best for a patient. In general, the vast majority of my patients want a very, very natural look. And so I'm going to pick an implant that basically fills out that breast tissue. It doesn't get too much larger than that, not too much smaller, basically just the right size. So it's based on those measurements. The shape of the implants also depends on the breast anatomy, and you really, really need to have your surgeon giving you some input on this. Traditionally, we've used round implants in the United States. That's all we've had available until 2012. In other parts of the world, they have had shaped implants, also known as teardrop implants. We now have those available here in the U.S., and those are really, really great for patients who've had mastectomy in the past, who've lost all of their breast tissue. And it's wonderful for patients with congenital breast deformities because it really gives more shape to the bottom of the breast and a more natural slope to the upper pole of the breast. So you really need your surgeon to give you some input on what's the best thing for you in terms of the shape.
And what are some of the reasons why patients would want to get a breast augmentation?
The basic reason is that a woman wants to enhance her breast size and her breast shape. For many of my patients in my personal practice, I have patients who are in their mid to late 30s, up to their 50s. They've finished having their kids. They want to get back the same breast shape and size that they had before they started having their children. I do have a small number of patients who are younger who haven't had kids yet but who have never been satisfied with the size of their breasts. And I also have a number, as I mentioned, of congenital breast deformity patients who have either a lot or not too much breast tissue, but for whom the shape of the breast itself really, really needs to be altered and augmented. So those are some of the reasons. But the basic reason is that patients want to look and feel better in their clothing, and we have found in clinical studies that it does enhance a patient's self-esteem.
That's good news. Today we are with Dr. Nina Naidu, a board-certified plastic surgeon who has a plastic surgery practice in Manhattan, New York, specializing in breast augmentation and congenital breast deformities. Here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery and Skincare Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Naidu, what is the recovery process and how long do the results last?
The recovery process is generally fairly fast following breast augmentation. I do allow my patients to go home the same day after surgery. I tell them to go home, take a nap for about 2 to 3 hours, and then get up and start doing most of their normal activities. So by that I mean light activities, just work around the house. If they want to go out for a walk, no problem. The next day they'll find that they'll be able to get back to more and more of their normal activities. I do advise patients to hold off on any heavy exercise and any sexual activity for about 2 weeks after surgery. The reason is that we don't want the blood pressure to go up. That can be associated with some bleeding. So that's really what the recovery process is. And most patients will say that they feel sore. They don't have severe pain, but they feel quite sore for several days, and then it gradually gets better. In terms of the results should last indefinitely. The only situation in which the results might not last is if there is an implant rupture, which would be very unusual, or if the patient were to gain and lose a large amount of weight, in which case the shape of the breast would change. But aside from that, the results are permanent.
Excellent. And lastly, what are some myths about breast augmentation and why are they myths out there running around?
I think the one real myth about breast augmentation that's out there is that bigger is better. And it's a problem because a lot of young women will say, you know, I just want to be as big as possible. It's understandable that people would have that impression or that idea based on all of the media and all of the photoshopping that goes on now with images in the media. But the problem with getting a very, very large implant in a breast that's not really large enough for it is that it overstretches the breast tissue, it overstretches the skin, it can cause irreversible deformities to the breast. So let's say you have very large implants put in and 20 years later you decide to take them out, your breast tissue is not going to go back to where it was before. As opposed to having implants in that fit your breasts naturally, if you decide to take them out at some point in the future, your breasts should generally go back to where they were before. Maybe not 100%, but you have a much better chance of that happening than if you have bigger implants put in. Bigger implants are also associated with more scar tissue around the breast, more firmness, can be associated with more discomfort. So that's really the big myth about breast augmentation, that just to go as large as possible. And fortunately, I think we're doing more education with patients, and so more and more patients understand that that is not necessarily the best option for them.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your practice in Manhattan, New York, and how they can be in contact as well?
The best way to get more information is to go directly to our website, www.naidu.com. And if you go to that site, there's a lot of information about all the procedures I perform and a lot of before and after pictures so that you can get a sense of my aesthetic. You can also reach us directly by telephone at 212-452-1230.
Very good. Dr. Naidu, certainly has been good to have spoken with you today, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Nina Naidu, a board-certified plastic surgeon who has a plastic surgery practice in Manhattan, New York, specializing in breast augmentation and congenital breast deformities. And once again, the website of reference is NaiduPlasticSurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.